Hello and a warm welcome to the SunburyLife.au news wrap for the week. Today's date is Friday, September 27, 2024. Hope you've had a nice week and it's going to be a good AFL exciting weekend as well. Plenty going on. Okay, the penultimate meeting of the current crop of Hume City councillors took place on Monday, 23 September, with two surprises. Despite Councillor Carly Moore insisting all councillors turn up in person to the meeting, councillors Trevor Dance and Joseph Hawil took part online. However, both got a permission slip from the council CEO, Sheena Frost. There was also some argy-bargy between Councillor Trevor Dance and Mayor named Kurt, who was chairing the meeting. It seems Councillor Dance wanted to declare his interest in a confidential item because it involved him, the council, and the council's CEO. Without him declaring his interest, we'd be none the wiser as to the contents of confidential item 13.1. The Sunbury branch of NAB Bank in Brook Street, temporarily closed in January for building maintenance, will not reopen at its current site, says a bank spokesperson this week. The bank says it will open a new Sunbury branch next year, but wouldn't elaborate on a specific date or even a month or a street name. You wonder whether they're making it up as they go along. Sunbury local Dave White has an interesting story to tell about a Gladstone bag he found listed on Facebook. Its history dates back to the Second World War, and it was owned by bomber pilot Norman Coatsfeld. Read the full story at sunburylife.au. And Sunbury radio rock presenter Alicia Killen was among those celebrating the 50th anniversary of community radio this week. On September 23, 1974, the Whitlam government established community broadcasting, giving local people like you a chance to present music and news that reflects the community they live in. Sunbury Radio is always looking for keen volunteers. If you want to get involved in any aspect of running a radio station, visit the website sunburyradio.com.au for all the contact details you need and get stuck in. And on to business news now. The Sunbury Business Association is hoping to spark debate on the future of the town's retail and business sectors with a forum backed by Hume City Council. Keynote speaker will be Liz Joldeski, a small business expert and executive officer with small business advocacy group Main Street Australia. The forum will be held at the Global Learning Centre, Macedon Street, Wednesday, October 16, 6pm until 8pm. Be a good networking event as well. On to what's on now in Sunbury. First off the blocks is the first Sunbury Scouts Jamboree. That's taking place at the Bullet Hill Railway, Sunday, September 29. All the fun starts at 11am, runs until 3pm. It's a fundraiser for the Scout Expedition to Queensland in January next year. Tickets to ride on the choo-choo train are $5. There's a sausage sizzle and plenty going on. Should be great fun for the whole family and all the money for the first Sunbury Scouts Expedition to Queensland. And running until November 3 at the Sunbury Global Learning Centre is an art exhibition featuring significant works from Hume City Council's Civic Collection, as well as from local artists. Should be a nice, pleasant gallery exhibition. Go and take a look. Applications for freezer grants close this Monday, September 30. Better get in quick for this one. The Freezer program offers grants of between $45,000 and $120,000 to support the delivery of youth-friendly smoke, alcohol and drug-free events. That's the Freezer grants. You check out the What's On section on sunburylife.au for the website and for more details. And finally this week, the Sunbury Agricultural Show is being held at the Clark Oval on Saturday, October 12. It's a fantastic day for the whole family. There's plenty going on, entertainment, live music, performances, carnival games and street food, and I'll be there as well. Okay, so that's the Sunbury Show, October 12, Clark Oval. Don't miss it. It's a great day out, and that runs from 8:30am until 6pm. You've got all day to pop along and see what's going on. And that's it. You're up to date with what's going on in Sunbury. My name is Steve Hart. Do check out the website, sunburylife.au, and let us know what's going on in your backyard, because if it matters to Sunbury, it definitely matters to us. Okay, have yourself a great weekend. Bye for now.